Welcome to Strength for Today, the preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church, an independent, fundamental, non-denominational Bible church in Winter Park, Florida, seeking to proclaim the whole counsel of God, to point all to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to do all, as stated in Revelation 1:9, for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our speaker is John Pereira, pastor of Central Florida Bible Church. You may wish to have paper and pencil handy for important information following the message. For more information regarding prior broadcasts and other sermons by Pastor John, please visit our website, strengthfortoday.info. That's strengthfortoday.info. Now, here's Pastor John proclaiming the strength for today.
Thank you for tuning in today to our Strength for Today Bible broadcast. Our radio ministry is now featured on both WHIM and WTLN Radio. We're on WHIM 1520 AM on the dial on Saturdays at 10:30 in the morning, and also on WTLN 950 on the AM dial at 8:30 in the evening. I hope you'll continue to faithfully listen to our Strength for Today broadcast, and I trust that you'll find it to be a special blessing for your life. Today, our topic is God's providential guidance in our lives. You know, the word providence is not a very well-known word today. The only time we ever hear of it is when someone refers to the capital of Rhode Island. But the definition of providence that I would like to present today is the hand of God in the glove of human history. You know, I could just illustrate it with a glove on the table. That glove isn't really moving. It's capable, when properly filled, to accomplish many tasks. But it's only as the hand enters into the glove that things are really able to happen. God is the God of history, and history is His story in the affairs and matters of men. Back in the 17th century, the Westminster Confession of Faith declared the following regarding providence: God, the great creator of all things, doth uphold, direct, dispose, and govern all creatures, actions, and things, from the greatest event to the least, by His most wise and holy providence, according to His infallible foreknowledge, and the free and immutable counsel of His own will, to the praise of the glory of His wisdom, power, justice, goodness, and mercy. Regarding the subject of providence, Benjamin Franklin said, "The longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men." There are two books in the Bible that truly present to us this great doctrine of providence. We're only going to be dealing with one today, but I think of the story of Esther in the Old Testament, which really does not even mention the name God, but yet is filled with God providentially and supernaturally protecting His chosen people, Israel, through the intervening work of Esther. Then, the second book that deals with providence, which is the subject of our topic, is Genesis chapter 50. You recall the story of Joseph. In Genesis chapter 50, verses 19 through 21, we have the following words of Joseph to his brothers. Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones, and comfort them, and speak kindly unto you." I want you to notice the story of Joseph as recorded in Genesis chapter 38 through 50. First of all, we have Joseph, you recall, the privileged. He was loved by his father above his other brothers. And of course, this caused a great deal of sibling rivalry. You recall his dreams when the sheaves bowed down to Joseph's sheaf. And then again in another dream when the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to Joseph. And the word of God says his brothers hated him the more, and they could not even speak peaceably unto him. And the favoritism and all of that that was part of this family relationship. Well, Joseph the privileged found himself to be Joseph in the pit, you recall. He was sent by his dad to Shechem to check on his brothers, and his brothers, seeing an opportunity to take advantage of the situation, cast him into a pit and then sold him to the Ishmaelites, who later brought him to Egypt. And then we see Joseph from the pit to Joseph in the palace, because he's placed in Potiphar's house. And then we know he's tempted by Potiphar's wife and falsely accused. And then it's Joseph, who was once in the palace, who then becomes Joseph in the prison. And even in prison, God's providential hand of guidance was upon him. He was promoted by the keeper of the prison. And then the butler and the baker both had dreams that were interpreted by Joseph. And of course, in fulfillment of the accurate interpretation of these dreams, the baker was beheaded and the butler was released. Upon being released, the butler, again, providentially forgot about Joseph for 2 years. Then Pharaoh had a dream, and the butler remembered Joseph. And he remembered his ability to interpret dreams and recommends to Pharaoh that Joseph be contacted for his interpretation. And then the story switches from Joseph in prison to Joseph in power. He interprets Pharaoh's dream, you recall, and is promoted second in the kingdom. And in the dream, you recall, there were 7 plenteous years that would be followed by 7 lean years. And Joseph, while in power, prepared the kingdom of Egypt for these 7 lean years. And then finally, in the verse that I read, Joseph in providence, when he says, "You thought it evil against me, but God meant it unto good." You see, even in the things that happen to our lives that we don't understand, God is in control. Don't forget the promise in Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. In Philippians 1:6, he who has begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ Jesus. Today in our Strength for Today Bible broadcast, we want to encourage you with the truth that God is at work in 4 areas of your life. If you'll draw close to him and seek to walk obediently, these 4 areas will be led by the Spirit of God in a wonderful way. Where does God's providence work in our lives? Well, first of all, number 1, God's providential work is found in our problems. It's found in our problems. And in these 4 areas where God works, they all begin with the letter P. Problems. Are you facing problems today in your life? Are you realizing that God wants to get your attention? In the book of Job, chapter 23, we have the experience of Job having had trials and testings in his life. He recounts the words in Job 23 and verse 8. "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hides himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. Job is expressing how he feels about God. And it seems that God is silent. But notice how verse 10 continues. Job looks through the eye of faith to that which he has been taught and that which he believes. And he comes out with the confession of faith. Even though I may seem to feel this way, and even though circumstances may seem to appear that God has abandoned me, he comes forth with this great confession of faith. And he says in verse 10, "But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold." He trusted in God's ability. And he said, "My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined." Oh, in the midst of problems, don't get out of the will of God. Don't take matters into your own hands and walk in disobedience. Notice, Job said, "My feet have held his steps. I've not declined, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." If only we would say, "Lord, I'm walking through the fog. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but my feet will abide in your paths." Oh, in the midst of problems, listener, believe in God's providential work. Embrace the truth of Psalm 119 and verse 11. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Trust in God's providential leading in your problems. The second area where God works providentially is not only through your problems, but he works providentially in your planning. In Psalm chapter 37, the Word of God gives us this glorious promise that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I remember not long ago, I had a breakdown in my automobile that required for me to call a tow truck operator to help me on the road. And as the tow truck operator was on his way, I prayed that God might provide for me an opportunity to witness to this man about the Lord. And as he came, and he was required to hitch my car up and then transport me to the place where I would repair the car, I had a full 15 minutes to talk to him about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he shared with me marriage problems that he was going through. And I began to explain to him how that we had experienced a divine appointment, and that it was the hand of God in the glove of history that brought us together. And I had opportunity to tell him about the Lord's love for him in shedding his blood where he needed to receive him as personal Savior that he might be saved. And he bowed his head and received the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Oh, we need to trust in God's providential plan. I thought that I was late for my appointments and my schedule had been destroyed by a car breakdown. But God providentially had a higher purpose in my life. You know, I've learned a long time ago to allow God to interrupt my plans, because he always has a higher purpose. Someone once said that man proposes, but God disposes. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps." Often in the morning, I'll begin my schedule with all of my plans and put down my priorities on a piece of paper as I prayerfully consider my day. But I always allow and expect God to intervene and to work things according to His priorities, because God is in charge, you see, not only of problems that come my way, to show forth His power and to get my attention, but God is also in charge of my planning. Then I want you to notice the third area that God is in charge providentially to bring all events to come to pass, even when you're not aware of it, and that is in your area of placement. And I would invite you to consider with me Psalm chapter 45 and verse 5. Psalm 45 and verse 5. The Word of God reads, "From the words of Joseph, now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourself that you sold me here, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." God was in charge of the placement of Joseph as second in the kingdom in order to deliver His chosen people. Oftentimes, we're faced with decisions in placement. Where to live? What job to take? Who to marry? Perhaps a church that is seeking a pastor, or a missionary that is seeking a field of service. God providentially seeks to guide us, but we need to trust Him for placement. I've always claimed that verse of Scripture in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, where the peace of God is able to rule in your life in the great decisions of placement that we need to make. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. The word rule is actually the Greek word umpire. An umpire is able to make arbitrating decisions between two opposing options. And yet the peace of God will be in our hearts as we trust Him. Some of you as listeners may be contacting me because you're in the midst of making some critical decisions as to the will of God. And God leads us through His Word. God leads us through circumstances. He leads us through godly counsel. And as we're in the Word of God and in prayer, He will give us inclinations in our souls that will provide the umpire and the peace of God. God is able to work even in placement. Then I want to share with you the fourth P that God is able to lead in our lives. And it's in the area not only of our problems and our planning and our placement, but God is able to provide providentially protection for us. You know, in Psalm 37, the Word of God gives us that wonderful truth that God desires to lead in our lives. Psalm 37 and verse 4. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." In Psalm 91 and verse 11, it says, "He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." I'm so thankful about the providential hand of protection of God upon our soldiers in Iraq. I'm sure all of you heard about the huge sandstorms that our soldiers encountered in the early stages of the Iraqi war. Some say it was the worst sandstorm in over 100 years, followed by drenching rains. And I don't know how you felt about that, but I prayed to my Lord and I said, Heavenly Father, our soldiers need your guidance out there. And providentially, Lord, please work in the midst of that calamity to bring about your perfect purpose. You see, because our troops were bogged down because of that huge sandstorm, and it was very difficult for them to be able to see. The liberal media was already wondering if the troops were in a quagmire and were already prognosticating their dire predictions of doom and gloom, you recall. But you know what the liberal media didn't report? Was that the day before, after the weather had cleared, the Marine group that was mired the most looked out at the plain that they were just about ready to cross. And what did they see? Hundreds, if not thousands, of anti-tank and anti-personnel mines that had been uncovered by the wind and then washed off by the rain. And it was the very thing that we thought was an obstacle that wound up being a help for our troops. If they had proceeded as planned without the desert storm, many lives undoubtedly would have been lost. But as it was, they simply drove around those landmines and let the demolition teams destroy them. Praise be to God's mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for protecting our young men. You know, long ago it was said that someone had asked George Washington if he thought that God was on his side. And you know what his reply was? It's not that God should be on our side, but that we should be on his. Oh, let's trust the Lord and walk obediently to him. As individuals and as a nation, we have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for as our troops, many of them, are coming back from the battlefield, and God has providentially protected them on the way. So you see, God does lead and provide providentially protection. The Reverend John Payton, a missionary in the New Hebrides Islands, told a story involving the protective care of angels. Hostile natives had surrounded his mission headquarters one night, and they were intent on burning out the Paytons as missionaries, destroying the witness and killing them. But John Payton and his wife prayed all night during that terror-filled day. When daylight came, they were amazed to see that their attackers had unaccountably left that area. A year later, the chief of the tribe was converted to Christ, and Payton, remembering what had happened, asked the chief what had kept him from burning down the house and killing them. The chief replied in surprise, "Who were all those men that you had with you?" The missionary replied, "There were no men there. Just my wife and I were at the missionary compound." The chief argued that they had seen many men standing guard, hundreds of big men in shining garments with swords drawn in their hands, and they seemed to circle the mission station. So the natives were afraid to attack. Only then did Reverend Payton realize that God had sent his angels to protect them. "For he shall give his angels charge to keep thee in all of thy ways, lest thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. The story has been told of a believer by the name of Frederick Nolan, who was fleeing from his enemies during a time of persecution in northern Africa. Pursued by them over hill and valley with no place to hide, he fell exhausted into a wayside cave, expecting his enemies to soon find him. Awaiting his death, he saw a spider weaving a web, and within minutes, the little spider had woven a beautiful web across the mouth of the cave. His pursuers arrived and wondered if Nolan was hiding in the cave, but on seeing the unbroken and unmangled piece of art, they thought it was impossible for him to have entered the cave without dismantling the web, and so on they went. Having escaped, Nolan burst out and exclaimed, "Where God is, a spider's web is like a wall, but where God is not, a wall is like a spider's web." I ask you this morning, do you know Jesus Christ as personal Savior? Some of you providentially have tuned in to Strength for Today Bible broadcast. Maybe you were turning to a rock station and something caused you to stop and listen to this message today. It isn't by chance or by luck. It's by God's providential appointment that you've heard this message. And if you're facing problems, and if you're facing difficulties of planning and placement, and you're in danger in one way or another, I ask you to turn to God's providential hand. Trust in Him. Trust in His guidance in your life. The greatest thing is for you to be in the will of God. And if you don't know Christ as Savior, you need to repent of your sins and turn to Jesus Christ, who shed His blood and died on the cross to provide eternal life for you. Receive Him as your personal Savior. I may be speaking to some Christians who are outside of the will of God through disobedience. If you're outside of the will of God, you're going to miss out on God's gracious blessing that He has for you. Trust God. Follow Him. Seek Him. And I assure you that if you will, the best will be yet to come. Let's bow our heads together and ask God's blessing. Father, You know the spiritual condition of each and every person that is listening to my voice today. By Your still small voice, reveal the area of need, and may the listeners obediently respond to You in obedience. And we'll be careful to give You the praise. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Strength for Today, the radio preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church that meets in the Goldenrod Civic Club, located in Winter Park, Florida, just 3 traffic lights east of Cimarron Boulevard at the intersection of Aloma and Palmetto. For more information about Central Florida Bible Church, to comment on the broadcast, to request a complimentary copy of today's message, or to listen to other messages by Pastor John, please visit our website, strengthfortoday.info. You may also call Pastor John at 407-656-9683. That's 407-656-9683. This is Charles Schaaf inviting you to come and worship with us tomorrow at the 10 a.m. Bible study classes for all ages and the 11 o'clock and 6 p.m. preaching services. Our prayer service is Wednesday at 7 p.m. May the Lord richly bless you as you go forth to serve Him.